Well, there's still quite a few people on the canvas, and this is, of course, a growing concern with us. We are now in the cyclone season. Certainly, the places that were affected by T.C. Winston, badly affected by T.C. Winston, are not ready for another cyclone. And we, of course, are doing our best to make sure that, as far as possible, we get them as ready as we possibly can. And so there's a whole lot more work to be done, and it's certainly continuing.
How many people are still under canvas?
Well, a lot of people have now gone into shelter. They're building their shelters. The other concern is whether this shelter is, of course, cyclone able to withstand cyclones. So the biggest question for us is, are we building back better? And this is the concern that we have. Between about 60 to 70% of those who were affected are still in the process of rebuilding their homes. Quite a few people have been able to get under shelter to rebuild their homes. But again, like I said, there is a concern as to whether these homes that they've built, whether they are building back better or not. And so what we are doing actually is that we are trying to, we are moving into the, some communities that we're able to, and building sample homes with them. Fiji Red Cross has gone in together with the International Federation and looked for strapping. So what we're actually doing with Fiji Red Cross is that in the communities we're building sample homes that we are training the community on how to build back better. We are also looking to provide kits, household kits, to enable them, which includes strapping, so that the people themselves are able to build homes that can withstand cyclone.
A lot of money and resources have been poured into Fiji as a result of the cyclone. It was nearly a year ago now, but it's taken quite a bit of time to get even to where we are now. And from what you're saying, you know, 30 to 40% of people are still vulnerable. Why has it taken so long? Were there just not enough resources, or is it just that the scale of the disaster was so big?
The scale of the disaster was big. And of course, as a result, there was a lack of resources. You know, I believe coordination is important, and that is something we need to really look at learning. And of course, the speed in which we do this work. Speed is important. The more we're able to help homes faster, if we can get at least two or three homes that are built to be able to withstand cyclones in a community that was hit by cyclone, then at least you have three, four safe houses.
The Prime Minister's Rehabilitation Fund has spent pretty much all the money that that it got. I think there's a little less than $5 million Fiji dollars left in it. What do you think the priorities should be for that money? Where would it best be spent, perhaps?
Well, government has its own priority, and of course our priority always will be at this stage in terms of shelter. And so, you know, I would expect that government will continue to assist those people as far as they can in being able to assist them in providing these homes. So I guess the focus has not changed. I believe the priority should continue to be providing adequate shelter for people. And the second is, of course, water and sanitation. And these continue to be Fiji Red Cross's priority in these areas. Having communities understand the importance of water and sanitation, and also, of course, shelter.